Hey folks, Dan Freo here with the closing bell for August 14th, 2024. So rates dropped a little bit more than I expected. I said rates would hit 6.5 by the end of the day, and they hit 6.49. Great news, but I thought it would go even more. Why? Well, if you go over to here, we had some good economic news right now. The CPI came in a little bit shy of where it was expected. We were at 3% previously, we're at 2.9, and the markets were completely flat. And then I'm thinking, why? What's going on? Well, there was a great interview in this right through here. Steve Leisman and this young lady's interviewing a bond trader and another person in there, and they're talking about what the Federal Reserve's going to do, how much cuts the markets are predicting, how many cuts do we really expect from the Fed, and where's the markets are going to go from here. So take a watch in this video. It's pretty intriguing. Then we come back, I'm going to show you where the markets are and what my expectations are in the next month or a few and where we go from here. So fantastic interview here once again, so let's get to it.
We'll see what the next couple of years bring.
Kelly, I just want to ask both of our guests one question, which is the stock market whistling past the graveyard, or is the bond market heading prematurely for the bunker? And by that, I mean this. If you look at, for example, the January 2025 Fed funds contract, 125 built in through January, wow. Go further out, 200 basis
right.
points built in.
So we're going from 5.5 to 3.5
right.
on.
So, okay, I'm putting words in the minds of the market, but do you see the Fed cutting 200 basis points in the absence of a recession? And if that's what the
Good
bond
question.
Market is looking at, is the stock market ignoring what the bond market is afraid of?
Michael, you first.
Sure, happy to do it. So when you
The anomaly we normally see, and I apologize for interrupting there, you usually see a rally in bonds and a depletion or a withdrawal from stocks, or the other way around. Stocks are doing really well and bonds are doing terribly. We're seeing in this market, the bond market's doing really well and the stock market's doing really well. So Steve Leisman is asking, which one of these is wrong? So that's what he's answering.
You think about, Steve, Fed easing cycles really since the 1980s. The average Fed move in the first 12 months of a cycle is about 260 basis points. Huh. So yes, today it's priced for 200. Could that happen? Sure. And why? The reason is that real yields are still very high. Think about real Fed funds. Fed funds now is 530 and change. Inflation, depending on how you measure it, if you look at the more short-term measures, below 2%. Real yield is above 3. That's way too high. So that tells me, yes, the Fed could come in and cut 200 basis points, even if the world's not falling apart. And I would go on a bit further and say, if you look out to the very distant pricing contracts, they'll tell you the Fed stops around 3. That sounds too high to us. So I think there's plenty of room for the Fed to go, even barring some kind of calamity.
Although, wow. Steve, I take your point. I mean, the mid-cycle adjustment cuts are usually much shallower than the ones that accompany a deep recession and a financial crisis.
I think we have to look at a median on that, yeah. on that 260. Like, what is the 260? Does that include the,
yeah.
for example, the 2008? Great
yeah,
financial
yeah.
crisis. So it's an interesting point. But what he's saying is that scenario can happen with David's the economy is going to be okay here scenario.
And David, I'll give you a quick last word on that if you want to address that same question of how deep the cuts could go and why.
So we don't know that the cuts are going to be that deep, maybe 1.5%, but we think the economy's okay. When the Fed's lowering rates, inflation's going lower, and earnings are there, it's a good environment for stocks. So we think the stock market has it right. And maybe bonds, we would not be buying long bonds at this point.
Yeah.
Short bonds yields will be going lower.
I don't want to insult Michael because he comes from the bond, if I'm not mistaken. But
they kind of end it there. So what he was saying, he's not buying in the long end of the bond curve right now because it's too expensive. Okay, so that's what he's saying. And that's why the mortgage rates are higher than where they should be based on a lot of the analytics. And if you watch me on a daily basis, you understand this whole thing. If you don't, basically here's what they were saying. They said the federal funds rate right now is 5.35. Okay, and it doesn't matter if you know it or not. And inflation, let's just say inflation's at 3. Okay, so you take... You take the 5.35, the federal funds rate, minus out 3, leaves you 2.35. That's how much room, that's how much extra spread there is in yields, okay? So those can be worked their way out, All right. But the deficit is causing a huge issue with a lot of this as well. So this was a great interview. So now where are rates going to go from here? Well, let's look at the market, see how the markets reacted today. The Dow Jones up 200. Everything else was completely flat. Cryptocurrencies all over the map right now. What's it down? 1700. Let's check oil. Hopefully oil is down. Yes, oil is down once again. So all the technicals are going in the right direction. So here's my prediction. Here's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting the Federal Reserve to cut rates by a quarter in September. Now, some of these things could be changed with employment data that's coming out and so forth. There's an unemployment rate coming out tomorrow, or unemployment claims. That could be a market mover as well. But I don't think the economy's crashing as bad as a lot of people kind of prematurely thought. Remember 2 weeks ago or last Monday when the market just imploded and everybody's like, oh man, we need federal rate cuts quick now, ASAP, to save our economy. That's not really looking as dire needs right now. So my expectations are they're going to cut 0.25%. What does that do to mortgage rates? Well, you guys need to understand, mortgage rates aren't tied to the federal funds rate. It's tied to the bond market, which is right here. So my suggestion is, if you're in this, if you do this for a career, you know, follow my channel on a daily basis. If you're looking to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance here soon, watch me every day until the point comes that you're locked in, and then don't worry about it anymore. We would love to help you navigate this environment, because it's not only tricky timing when to lock in, it's also what program to take and everything else. You might go to another lender and they're like, okay, we'll get this done and we'll lock in today. Well, then you're locked in. What happens if rates go down next week? You're stuck. With us, you're not stuck. We're a broker set up with almost 50 different lenders, so we have a lot of options for you. So this sounds more like a pitchy commercial. Sorry about that, but this is what we do for a living, and that's where a lot of people just, they don't understand the whole market and how mortgage rates get affected. So watch me on a daily basis. If you haven't yet subscribed, please do so right over there. That's all you got to do. And watch the videos that you see and, you know, might be informative to you. If something looks like just it's a clickbaity, don't watch it. So how do you reach out to us? Or a lot of people say, Dan, who are you? What do you do? Are you an economist or whatever? I'm just a mortgage loan officer out here trying to educate you guys. And just so you don't get duped or you don't end up on one of those videos where you regret buying that first house. So my name is Dan Frio. Visit us at theRateUpdate.com. Here's my website. If you're looking to buy that first house, I would halt you right now and click that grant finder button right up through there. You're going to find multiple grants up there for the national grants, as well as if you live in the Chicagoland area. Yes, we have specific loans for people in the Chicagoland area right through there. But if you're ready to get this process moving forward, maybe trying to get pre-approved for that first house, maybe you're trying to buy an investment property. I've talked to two or three people today looking to pull out cash out of their current homes to use that money to buy the next home. So if that's one of you, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. You can click the apply now button right through there, or you can give us a call. You can just scroll to the bottom of our website, and there's the information right through there. There's our 800 number, as well as my email address. And yes, I do answer all my emails. So thanks for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, like I said, please, you can do that right over there. Thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. I don't know if you know, but my mother-in-law is in dire straits right now, so I might not be online for the next couple days. Hopefully I will be joining you, but if not, you know, something kind of turned for the worse, and I will be back once everything gets concluded with my family. So thanks. I appreciate all the prayers and thoughts and all the comments you guys are leaving me. It's a blessing to know you're on my side. So thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.